Hello.
Why do you need to reduce staff?
So the announcement we made today wasn't about any job losses or any reductions in staff. What we're doing is changing how we work so that our staff work much more from the point of view of a customer, so from the point of view of a business, thinking about that rather than thinking about tax. And so what we're doing is reorganising how our staff work and offering all of our frontline staff, that's around 3,300 of them, the chance to grow some new skills as we transform, as we move to being digital.
So no job losses then?
No job losses.
At all?
No, today's announcement was around changing and offering new roles to 3,300 frontline staff, and then for around 900 specialist and management staff, again, an offer of suitable other roles.
Okay, at the moment you've got 5,647 staff. You're expecting to employ, I understand, 3,700 people by 2021.
So at the end of our transformation, we believe that we will have introduced new technology and new business processes that mean we can run the tax system with fewer staff than we do today.
So that will mean job losses then?
Digital disruption is coming to us the same as it is to every profession. And yes, we would then at that point potentially have job losses. If that's the case, then we'll work with our staff and the unions at that time.
Right.
In the meantime, we're investing in the skills of our staff, and we're using natural attrition so that we're actually moving towards that smaller number of staff over time.
The Public Services Union says, make no mistake, this proposal contains future commitments to reduce IRD's workforce by 30% by 2021. Is that true or is that false?
That's not what we announced today. No, that's not true.
It's not what you announced today, but is it true? By 2021, are you still expecting to employ 5,647 people?
No, Rachel, we've been really clear as part of our transformation with our staff for a couple of years now that in 2021, we would expect to be able to run the tax system with a fewer number of staff as a result of the changes we're making. And what we're doing today is actually giving our staff the chance through the transformation to upskill in new skills and build new capabilities so that they're ready for the future, whether that's with us or with someone else.
What's happening within IRD that you are able to streamline the process, that you are able to work more efficiently? Is it simply digital technology?
It's a mix of things. So obviously ministers at the moment have a number of consultation proposals out there. They build on work that we've done to think about how the tax system works. So, for example, next year we're introducing the new accounting income method for small business, which really changes prof tax. That takes out a lot of work for small business and also work for us. So some of it's about changing the way in which the tax system works, and some of it is about digital disruption and the changes that technology will bring for us.
So you've initiated this strategy, and today IRD shut down all of its offices and departments at 3 o'clock in order for staff to be briefed on this. Is that right?
Yes, we closed for about 2 hours so that our staff could hear the news from us and have the opportunity to talk with senior leaders right across the country.
That's a lot
about what was going to change.
That's quite a significant thing to do if there are no job losses at all. It's just that the Public Services Union said there are job losses here, and this is not a witch hunt. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it. Everybody's reporting that there will be up to 2,000 jobs
gone. Yes, I appreciate
that.
And the PSA are taking those figures at 2021 and bringing them back today. But today, Rachel, there were no job losses announced. We closed.
But a strategy to scale back the number of staff that will be required over the next 3 years or so.
So a strategy to ensure that actually the tax system works for the future and that our staff have the right skills for the future. And that's what we were taking our staff through. I'm really passionate about ensuring that our people understand the changes that are coming, the way in which we will
change
how we work.
How did those people respond in these meetings today?
There were some questions. I've just been with senior leaders on a telephone call across the country. Most staff has responded very positively. Most simply took the information in, and we've now put a number of the detailed documents available for them to go and have a read at their desk.